So, Danny, defeat to Middlesbrough today. Thoughts on your side's efforts?
Listen, we're up against a very, very good side, as you well know. And I don't think anybody really expected us to get a result. But I thought the two goals that they got, were really down to us. We gave up possession so cheaply in the two areas. I know the second was from a corner, but prior to that, we gave the ball away really cheaply in midfield. And maybe that was the story of us today, in getting on the ball. They're a good side. They've got some terrific attacking players, as you well know. But we're still in the game. We're always still in the game at 1-0. And as you can see, the second one was a bit of a blow at that time because I thought we're just getting a little bit of joy back in the game, as you know, in the attacking side of it. But you can see when we did, that was game over. But listen, overall, it's been a decent performance without being a great one.
Because it seemed in the first half that the exercise in almost containment was working.
Well, yes, listen, we can't kid yourself that you can go out and just, go gung-ho against a team of the calibre of Middlesbrough. We had to make sure that we were fairly tight in our defensive work and make sure the areas where they like to play in, we try to keep them as tight as possible. And for large parts, it worked. They had a few instances, obviously, when they did go through us, and then, the two saves, I think, from Ross were excellent. But there were a few they're intermittent in that respect, which was good. They weren't laying siege to our goal, which was a big bonus. But their second half, he opened up a little bit more. We had a little bit more joy in certain areas, but he couldn't really find that area where we could go and score a goal.
It's just the possession, wasn't it? And perhaps having these young players to have the confidence around players like the ones Middlesbrough have to be a bit more confident in possession.
Well, of course, listen, that's exactly right. I'm not going to stay here and make excuses because they're in the team and they have to man up to a certain degree. But it is difficult. The young lads making their the initial steps in a career, and they're going to find it difficult, and there's going to be decision making that's unusual at times, because they are quite erratic, but we persevere with them because we think they're good players in lots of areas, but when you play against teams like this, it can only be great for your experience, and I hope that some of the players will show that help from that experience next week when we play Yeovil.
A couple of bits of other news for Barnsley today. Kiwomia, why him? Thoughts on him?
He offers us pace going forward. He can score goals. He can play a number of positions. Obviously, losing Devante, going back to Man City, I think that was an area where we felt that we needed to get that injection of pace in again. And you'll see in the next few weeks what he's like. So that was something that we thought we needed in the team.
Is there scope beyond this month? Has that discussion been had that should it work out, he could stay for longer?
Well, there's an agreement in place, that we'll speak again as we go along, and it's like everything, it's whether it's a good fit or not, so both clubs will cover the bases, in that respect, and we hope that it's going to be very fruitful for us, and we can continue with the loan.
At the other end of the age scale, how crucial is it that Peter Ramage will be here till the end of the year?
It's very important to us, particularly as you're talking in the same vein now as the younger side of it. We need that experience in there to help them through, and with one or two more in the team as well, I think that can only help and enhance the progress of the kids.
So the one or two more then, how quickly can you act from here on in to get additions in between now and the next game?
Well, we're doing it as quick as we can. As I was saying in the media during the week, that we're trying to do our business very early in January. We're not scratching around at the end of it, end of the month, and not having the players in. We'd like to do things as quickly as possible, and these two moves are just goes to prove what we're trying to do.